Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.
Yeah. Bills Mafia. Don Brown. Yeah. It's the Mafia, you know I'm rocking with the Bills. It's the Mafia, you know I'm rocking with the Bills. It's the Mafia, I'm with the Buffalo Bills. It's the Mafia, you know I'm rocking with the Bills. Hey, who you reppin', what's your team? Who you reppin', what's your team? You know I'm reppin' for my team. I got that talent on my team. Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, can you catch it? Can you? Trade day is like a mask, you not catching anything. Matt Milano making plays, we not scared of any team. Best in the AFC, all the praise of Brandon Bean. You hear Sean McDermott clapping while I'm snapping? Do you? Jerry Hughes will get the sack soon as you snap it. Yeah. Andre Roberts running back, ain't no just backing. Mafia, we on a ride and we got traction.
Welcome to the Circling the Wagons podcast, a podcast discussing the Bills all year round with interviews, news, recaps, and insightful fan discussion. Here's your host and lifelong Bills fan, Nate.
He is the master behind three Bills anthems, all three of which have been played on this podcast. If you've listened to any Circling the Wagons episode over the past 3 years, he's performed with Nelly 2 years ago at Canal Side in Buffalo and is performing with Rick Ross this Saturday at Summer Jam, August 7th at Buffalo Outer Harbor, where he will preview this year's Bills anthem, which we might be able to get a taste of on this episode. I'd like to welcome back hip-hop recording artist Dom Brown back to the podcast. Dom, it is so good to have you back, man. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm well. How are you doing?
I am doing so good. We're going to get into obviously a bunch of the Bills topics. You went to Bills training camp, which is great because it's good to have a first person's point of view of what happened that day, what that day was like in general. And, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, the new songs that you've been putting out on Spotify, all these different streaming services, you know, your new Bills anthems. We're going to talk about some of the old ones, how this came to be and how you actually ended up, you know, performing with Rick Ross this Saturday, which is super cool. I'm looking forward to get all of it. And we might need to get into some other Bills topics if we have time. But first things first, you were at Bills training camp, Don. This is the first training camp that fans have been able to attend in 2 years. I mean, what was it like sitting in the crowd with 15,000 other rabid Bills fans?
It was insane. It felt like we were back. Like, that's what it felt like. It felt like everything was back and the Bills were back.
Now, what about the experience at all with, like, being amongst fans in general? Because this stadium looked like it was half full, you know, for that.
When they said 15,000, it looked like more.
How was the experience? Was there tailgating? I mean, what was it like?
So I didn't tailgate because it was a Saturday morning at 10. So like I went out on Friday night. So when I got there, by the time that I got there, they were offense and defense had split up already. Mm-hmm. And most people were on the defense side actually too. Now that I think about it, it was disproportionate. Like, it was less people on watching the, like, sitting where the offense were, and there was more people sitting where the defense were. I don't know if it was because of the rookies or what, but I sat where the defense was at first as well. Mm-hmm.
So what were you able to see? Like, were there any things that you came away with at the end? Because, I mean, I've been on vacation the last few days, but, like, I've been reading some of the updates, and it sounds like Josh Allen is looking like the real deal. Could you see any of that from where you were in watching practice?
Yes. It didn't look like they were in their first week of practice. It looked like they had the chemistry already. They've been practicing for a while. Zach Moss had some great plays. Josh threw it to him on the side and he caught a ball, like, tiptoed on the line, but ran down for a touchdown. The chemistry with Beasley was there. Knox had a great play that everyone went crazy for. He had, had a touchdown in traffic against like three defenders, which was cool. There were some missed throws, but I mean, I expected that. You know, it wasn't like anything alarming.
Well, yeah, you know,
Diggs didn't practice either.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, Diggs wasn't practicing. Probably was a veteran rest day for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's funny. A few things there. It's like usually the offense is way behind the defense. That's just what we're used to because the offense is figuring out timing and they might have some new plays. You know, it's a lot more proactive than like reactive, like the defense. But I mean, it's good to hear that Josh is, you know, on the same page with his receivers, even his new receiver, Emmanuel Sanders. With that whole thing about, you know, not to get controversial, but like Allen and Beasley, you just mentioned earlier. I mean, how nice was it to see that chemistry still exists? I mean, everything that you know, Bills Mafia made a big deal about over Twitter, over social media, you know, with vaccines and ever. I think that was made a bigger deal to us than it was to the guys in the locker room. Is that kind of where you come out to?
Yeah, I think it's the real brotherhood. You know, I think, you know, Jerry Hughes shared his opinion with Cole Beasley. I'm sure they probably didn't talk about it in the locker room. I'm sure it was just straight football. Everyone needs to do what they got to do to win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's really it. It didn't seem like any tension out there. Everyone was on board with each other.
Exactly. And that's kind of what you'd hope. It was a distraction just to us because it was a slow news cycle. Hopefully, and you know, it's been ironed out.
And we've been anxious. So anything Bills related, we're going to overhype.
Absolutely. So you mentioned Dawson Knox catching a ball in traffic. Now, was he able to actually catch a ball when it wasn't in traffic? Because that's always been his knocks for the last few years is like, you know, the guy is amazing when it's a somersault catch, but when it's like right in the hands, you know, on third down and he's over the middle, nobody covering him, he does a Scott Chandler and he kind of drops the ball right there. I mean, did you see any normal catches from him too? Or was it just that one that stood out?
Just that one that stood out. Nothing that made me think like here we go again. Mm-hmm. Nothing that made me think that. That was the only target I think that he had other than like individual drills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were doing a lot of running plays, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said Zach Moss looked pretty good. Did you see Devin Singletary at all or any of the other running backs?
Yeah, yep, both of them. They it looked like they were rotating a lot. So I seen Williams, Breida, Singletary, Moss, and there was another one. Wade.
Wasn't Christian Wade, was it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were... They were all taking like even amount of turns, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
But when the first team was out there, it did look like Zach Moss was out there more than Devin Singletary.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll just have to keep tabs on that throughout all of training camp and see where it goes. So, I mean, you've been doing, you know, Bills anthems since, it was before the drought, actually, before the drought ended, right?
Yep.
You've been doing them for over 5 years now. And, I mean, how fun has it been? Because we've been doing the podcast almost the same exact amount of time. Like, we did the podcast, we started right when Sean McDermott came in. You're just like, well, let's hope they're good. You know, you had no idea. And it sounds like kind of like when you started recording these really great songs, really great collaborations and everything. And it was like, you didn't know that they could have continued on their Rex Ryan trend and gone down. But they've been just so much better year after year. I mean, how rewarding is it to be able to write a song about it? And even, you know, the last song you did this last year, like, you know, most of the starters are back, so it's still very relevant. I mean, how fun is it to do what you do, and how motivating is it?
What motivates me is the people that love it. The people that love the songs, they motivate me to do more. Because I did this, the Rockin' with the Bills, the latest one, I did it later in the season, like towards like the last few weeks. Because, you know, people were saying, oh, you never got a song out. And I was like, okay, we might actually go all the way. I need to get one out.
Mm-hmm.
So the team, I will be doing them whether they were good or not. Mm-hmm. I believe that. But them being good makes me want to make even more bangers. Like, I'm actually thinking about possibly making more than one this year.
Oh, wow. Stop it. Don't throw that out there unless you're going to do it.
If I get one, I'm going to get this one out by week one. Let's say we go like 8-0. I got to get another one. I have to release another one.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's great. And for people that don't know, I mean, you also work full time. You're a dad. You go to school. I mean, you are doing a lot of other things besides this. This isn't just like a small hobby. I mean, this is a hobby that you set aside specific time for, because you just don't have a lot of time in your life. It doesn't sound like it, right?
No, I don't at all. And the success from this past, like rocking with the Bills song, made me want to like keep going, because like, it's easy to not keep going when I'm so busy. Mm-hmm. But when you get people saying like, oh, this is dope, that's dope, it just makes you want to keep doing it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, someone's listening to my music in a happy mood, then I'll keep making music.
Yeah, yeah. And it's definitely like that. Now, when you first started doing this like 4 or 5 years ago, how many other people were doing what you were doing and creating like specific songs and compilations based on the players that were on the roster and stuff like that? I mean, you were one of the few, right?
Yeah, I've heard a few anthems before, but it was just like, you know, generic, hey, hey, hey. Mm-hmm. Like doing the shout song, or yeah, it just you know, wasn't. It was just not really talking about the game. And that's why I wanted to make it different anthems. Mm. You know, I make something that, you know, it's catchy, but also I like to rap about actual plays or like actual stuff that the players do. My favorite one is Buffalo is the Mafia, only because I like rapped like a whole play on the second verse. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like starting with like Mitch Moore snap to Josh Allen.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that was amazing. I mean each one of them is truly like I think about this each year and I'm like, Dom, I mean, last year was COVID and everything going on. I mean, who knew? Mm-hmm. You know, so no one would have ever blamed you for taking a year off, but you still came through and you allowed us to use it on the podcast, which I'm very grateful for. Thank you.
Anytime.
And it's like I sometimes skip through the podcast re-listening just so I can get to the end, because like I get goosebumps listening to music. And I grew up in like, so like my background in music is like, I got really big into hip hop in college when I went to UB. I had a lot of friends from downstate that were listening to, you know, at the time it was, you know, Biggie and Tupac after that. And there was a lot of cool new music, Busta Rhymes, you know, there was just a lot of great music. And what's great about me, and I know you're probably younger than me, but, like, I listen to newer music today and I'm like, I'm not a big fan of that necessarily. Like I always go back to, and what's great about yours is it's like, it's contemporary, but I feel like it's something that like, if you appreciated the music from like 15 years ago, like you would still love it as well. Is that, I mean, where do you get your inspiration from? Where do you draw from?
I appreciate that a lot, because I do want to make, especially with these songs, that like they have to be timeless. Like people have to go back and say like, oh, this, 20 years from now, I want people to go back and be like, wow, like this could be released today and still be hot. Oh, yeah. Honestly, when I start to create music, I don't like to really listen to anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be too influenced. But growing up, I would say my first rappers that I really loved was like Will Smith and LL Cool J. It's funny, but like those were my dad DJ, so like he had every CD. But like growing, then like I like Lil Wayne a lot, Drake, the Jay-Z, you know, you got it. He's one of the greats. Biggie and Tupac. I like Biggie a lot. I do respect Biggie and Tupac, but like I really do like Biggie. He was ahead of his time. He was ahead of his time.
Oh yeah,
bars on bars.
Oh my god! No kidding, man. When you mentioned Will Smith, I just thought of Summertime. For some reason, that time of year.
Bars too, man. He had Nightmare on like Elm Street. Yeah, like yo, yeah. Parents just don't understand. Yeah, I'm 30. I had to be like 5 listening to that.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It was all clean, so you could easily listen to it at 5 years old. No one was upset.
Yep.
So like we mentioned, like you were one of the first to do it. Now it seems like, I mean, you have Benny the Butcher doing Bills anthems. You have like like major recording artists, and then also like a lot of like folks that are like, you know, good at something else and also doing one of these or from the area or have ties to Buffalo, and you know, like to be honest, like they're pretty good, but. Like, how do you stay ahead of that, knowing that there's actual competition? Like, before, it was basically just you, and now it's like, you know, now there's actual. It's like, it's almost like in Buffalo, like the Wings, right? Like Anchor Bar started out as, mm-hmm. as the Wings, and then, you know, right. I feel like they never really evolved. They were just like, oh, we're the first place, and then everyone kind of,
yeah, evolved. Like they just harp on that.
Yeah,
so that's their promotion right there.
Exactly. Instead of like, oh, I can get better, they're like, oh, I'll just,
you but know, there's I'm some hole in the wall joints that are like that are elite wings.
exactly. So how do you like not stay? Well, I'm one of the first ones. Like you keep trying to get better, and you see these guys also trying to become known for making Bill songs.
So I listen to them. I do listen to all of them. I've listened to all of them. And then, I mean, when I listen to them, it's like, I just feel like they're not doing what I'm doing. Like they're doing Bill's anthems, but like you can listen to any of them and tell like they're not really watching the game. Mm-hmm. Like I'm watching the game. I am telling you what Ike McKenzie does. I'm not just saying his name. Like I'm telling you he's running the ball back.
Yeah,
Zach Moss is going to go on the goal line. Like I'm saying what it is. I'm giving details. I think that's what gravitates people that like it, mm-hmm. because they can picture. Like I said, Taron Johnson pick six, mm-hmm. and that happened twice last year.
Oh yeah,
and my on the Rocking with the Bills, that Taron Johnson pick six to the house, take a flick, and it happened already before I made that song. But when the Pittsburgh game happened, everyone was like, oh my God, you said it. And I was like, yep.
And you've had players reach out to you and tell you how much they like them, right?
Yeah. I talk to Ike Butker regularly. Jerry Hughes told me he liked it.
Very cool. Very cool.
So I see a couple players out and I'll talk to him about it. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen has heard it because his girlfriend did tell me that.
Oh, nice.
He heard the song and he loved it. That was her exact words.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, yeah. You ever think like while he's warming up and he's got his Beats headphones on, you know, before a game, like maybe he's listening to my anthem right now. Maybe that's that's what it is.
I do. I think Josh Allen doesn't listen to rap much before the game. Mm-hmm. I think I remember hearing that.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
So like heavy metal before the game, or like oh no.
No, it's
or
the opposite.
Like Elvis or something like that.
I'd heard that he listens to like James Taylor to actually calm himself down.
Yeah, calm. Yeah, old calm music.
Frank Sinatra, yeah. Like not because
Sinatra. That is what I was thinking of, not Elvis.
Because like Josh is one of those guys that just like runs hot. Like and he's one of those things where it's like a bull in a china shop. Like
yeah, so he needs to be cool now.
Exactly.
Back in the day, he was tweeting old Rick Ross lyrics, and he got in trouble for it because it was controversial.
Oh yeah, I remember that. It was right before the draft, right?
Yeah, they had posted. You know how people want to preying on downfalls.
Yeah,
they wait until they hold on to that until the moment that.
Until it comes up, right?
Drafted.
Yeah.
You know, the same year that guy had someone posted a picture of the guy with the bong.
Oh yeah, I know.
Laramie Tunsil, yep. Something like that. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Someone either looking for money, or or looking for him to fall in the draft so they can draft him.
Yep. Happened to Jake Fromm.
Yeah, it did. Hey, wait a minute. That happened to two different Bills quarterbacks. I wonder what Brandon Bean's up to up there at one Bills drive. I'm just joking.
I trust them.
I do. I know. How can you not? So you mentioned like you would be able to give us a small snippet. You're going to do the full thing. You know, at the Buffalo Outer Harbor.
Nope. So I'm going to do, I am only going to do like a hook and some of the verse at the show. Okay. I won't give the full thing because it is a month away until the home opener and cuts happen.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise cuts can happen. So I'm going to lay the foundation down on Wednesday at the studio and subject to change because I said Sammy Watkins' name in the song and I had to switch it to Calvin Benjamin before, or Sammy. I had to kick Sammy out when Bean cut him.
Oh yeah,
so I had to make sure.
Oh yeah, you got to stay on top of this. See, most people they just might rap about the Bills in general, and you're like specific players. Like you run down,
like
no joke. You mentioned that earlier. You run down probably out of the 53 active players. You probably list at least 30 of them or so.
If I can fit them in, I'm gonna fit them in. And then like I told Ike Butker I'll say his name in this one, so I gotta say his name. I talked to Cody Ford. I seen the odds out of I gotta I got to put his name in it. It's easy though. People love that. Like everyone has their own, their favorite player. So I think, yeah, everyone's going to, they're going to love this one. They're
absolutely.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. Financial operations are needlessly complex. Startups have to cobble together a patchwork of tools to reconcile transactions from different sources and struggle to glean answers from platforms that speak different languages. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so you can pay bills faster, stay in control of company spending, and speed up reconciliation. Apply in minutes at mercury.com and join over 100,000 ambitious startups that trust Mercury. Not just for banking and credit cards, but for the precision, control, and focus they need to transform their financial workflows and perform at their best. Mercury, the art of simplified finances. Apply in minutes at mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Banking services provided by Choice Financial Group and Evolve Bank & Trust. Members FDIC.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries.
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Well, you know, you mentioned that you'd be able to do, like, give us a small version of it. I know it's not, you know, studio quality. I got you over the phone. That's my doing, not yours. So it might sound a little bit better in person. But if you don't mind, like, can you start it up and give us a small sample of what what's to come?
I'll give a few lines because I'm still going to perfect it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's subject to change for sure.
Okay.
All right. So it doesn't have a name yet, but I'm thinking it's going to be Bills Nation.
Ooh, I like it.
Bills Nation. So definitely keep that. I think it's going to be called Bills Nation. Here goes a little snippet. You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I was going to go something like this. Yeah. Josh Allen, Chess Diggs, and Cole. Deion Dawkins says we know it's by the score. AFC East, that's our goal. February about to be in the Super Bowl. Like, something like that. It's going to be like that.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be like that. Nice. But for sure, Josh Allen, Steph Diggs, and Cole. Deion Dawkins, because you know it's about to snow.
I love it. I love it. I love it, man.
I'm going to make sure it's epic. I promise you.
And you got like a Seven Nation Army sort of vibe to it, right?
Yeah, that was my plan. That was to go back to you saying like everyone's doing them. Mm-hmm. I know no one's going to do this. They're not serious enough. You have to be at the game to even know about this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, so if anyone does it now, then they heard the podcast.
Well, geez, I kind of hope nobody hears it now. I don't want them to rip you off.
I hope they do.
Oh man. So this is awesome. You said you're going to give a portion of it over at, this Saturday, August 7th at Buffalo Outer Harbor, you know, with hip hop legend Rick Ross. You know, tell me real quick. I mean, you performed with Nelly. How did you get into this, this scene, like where you're, you know, these major, like multi-platinum recording artists are calling on you to, you know, open the show for them?
So luckily, because I used to bounce downtown and I knew some of the DJs, that's how I used to get my music out. And some of the promoters that would throw parties at the clubs, they also do shows. So one of them, his name is Tim Walton. He reached out to me for the Nelly show and was like, hey, you know, I got an opening slot. I would like for you to do it. Cause you know, you did a Bill song at the time. I had a Bill song and I got some songs they were playing in the clubs. So I was like, for sure. And after that show, which was great. It was 9,000 people there.
Wow.
Oh man, it was insane. Mm-hmm. I did not perform a Bill song at that show because I think I wanted people to hear more of my own music, my other music. But this time people know more about the Bill stuff. So I'm going to perform for Rick Ross at the Outer Harbor, August 7th. Tim Walton asked me to do this show last year, 2019, but due to the pandemic, the show was canceled, and luckily they rescheduled it to this year, August 7th, this Saturday.
Yeah, well, I don't.
So this would be my first time performing. I'm going to do Rockin' with the Bills as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do, yeah, so I'll be my first time performing a Bill song.
So are you going to start with the Bill song or are you going to end with the Bill song? Because that's kind of important too. Like, how do you get people riled up? You start it or what?
I think I'm going to be in the middle of the set because. So, I'll give you a little rundown. I'm going to have my daughter introduce me.
Oh, nice.
On stage, which it's going to be a dope experience for her.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll ask her, I think I'm going to ask her like, hey, like what song should I do next or whatever after I come out? And she's going to say Rockin' with the Bills. And like, I'm going to, me and her going to go back and forth saying like, it's the Mafia. And she's going to say, you know, I'm Rockin' with the Bills. So I think I'm going to do it like in the middle. For sure, because it's still a month away, like I said, to the season.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody might not be in football mode, but hopefully some players are there.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be dope.
Well, they're in Buffalo right now, so there's definitely a good chance.
Yeah, but the protocols, that's what, you know, I try to get some to come, but they have to figure out the protocols and vaccine unvaccinated players.
Of course. Well, you know, so real quick, you know, where can people buy tickets for this if they want to see you and Rick Ross perform?
So if you want to buy tickets, you can go to eventbrite.com and then you can type in Rick Ross and it'll come up. It'll say Furman Boulevard, Outer Harbor, Buffalo, New York. If you can go to my Instagram, Dom Faded, you can click the link on my page. And then that link will give you links to the tickets to the show, as well as my music from Apple Music, even on the other, like Spotify, all the other streaming services as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned, you know, playing some other songs. Like, I want people to know that you are not just a Bill's anthem writer. I mean, you write a lot of different songs, and I've heard a bunch of them. Luckily, you know, I've seen them on Spotify. You know, I've seen them on your Instagram feed because obviously I follow you on Instagram, and and you play them, and they're legitimately like. I mean, I love your Bill stuff, and this stuff, you know, the non-Bill stuff is just as good. If people are interested in hearing, you know, like give me a couple of songs that they would hear. They search Dom Brown. Or is it Dom Faded on Spotify? It's Dom Brown.
It's Dom Brown. Yeah. Yeah. Dom Faded is just my Instagram.
what's a couple of songs that like, you're like, they're going to like this. If they like this, you know, besides my Bill, they're going to love my stuff.
Okay. So I'll say if you are a rap listener, like, I think that Goddamn would be a great song start to see. I think I'm rapping. I'm just rapping the whole time. Mm-hmm. So you can see my rap talent, my lyricism. If you like, I also do like pop type music. So if you like pop type music, you can listen to Believe Me Tonight. It's like a pop rock type song. And I think that's a really good song from like the songwriting standpoint. Another song would definitely, You Just Want to Have Fun. I think everyone would like that song. It's like a nice club song right there. But I mean, my music is so versatile. It's enough music for like any different listener. So if you like reggae, reggae type music. If you like EDM, I dropped a remix song of mine that has like dubstep in it.
Oh, nice.
Not like softer rap, like more hardcore rap. Mm-hmm. I try to make a bunch of music. So if someone doesn't like something, then they will like one of my songs.
Oh yeah. 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 You sent me, goddamn, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I like how you rap about your daughter too. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. See that on that song. So that's where I'm gonna have her bring me out. And then when I say that, and I was like, you know, I was lying when I said, oh, she cursed. Did I say like blah, blah, blah. It was just a lie, but I'm going to have her on stage and she's going to like run off when I say like, go to bed so I could really snap. And then I got a little plan, man.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Get tickets, people, everyone out there.
Absolutely.
Get tickets. Get right. Rick Ross, type in Rick Ross. You can get general admission is available. They're $30. The VIPs are sold out. The $200 VIPs are not sold out. Those are to be in the media pit. So if anyone wants to pay the $200, let me know you pay for them and I will shout you out.
Nice.
Specifically.
Nice. That's cool. I'm going to put the exact link on where to buy the tickets in the podcast notes. I'm going to put your Instagram thing so people can find them. I got to ask you what it's like. I mean, you mentioned performing, you know, for Nelly in front of 9,000 people. I mean, you said you performed in the club before. I mean, what is that like to be in front of that many people when like you're used to recording the album or being in like a smaller club? I mean, is it intimidating a little bit going from one to the other, or is it just like, are you just like on a high the whole time and just like, you know, just trying to maintain your composure because you're so jacked up?
For the Nelly show, I definitely was like, it was like a blackout to me. Like, it was like, I went on the stage, all the nerves went away. I got off the stage. It was like, dang, what just happened? Like, that was quick. That was quick. Uh-huh. I still have not watched that video from the show. You know, I will watch it. I will watch it Friday night. Mm-hmm. So before the show. Oh, so I can,
you doing?
Yeah, I've never watched that my Nelly video.
So you're doing some film review on yourself, right? Taking some notes to see what you like.
That's what I have to do. That's what I do for the Bill songs too. Gotta go on YouTube and check out the best plays.
That's awesome.
Maybe gotta do your research.
That's awesome. You're like, you got that growth mindset that Sean McDermott's always talking. Always humble, always hungry. Keep getting better.
Growth mindset. That I love that phrase when he says that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I used that at a job interview once. I was talking to a guy from Buffalo, the hiring manager, and I brought that up. He's like, yeah, you know, that it's exactly like that. I'm like, I never thought the Bills, Sean McDermott, would come into that realm of my
life. You know, he's a great philosopher.
Yeah, he is. So I got to ask you, you know, this just came up today. I'd be remiss if I didn't even mention it or give credence to it.
Know.
This is nothing to do with the Bills anthem specifically or any of the things we've mentioned. You know what I'm going to talk about?
Yeah, man.
There's a couple of big stories, both pertaining to each other right now, going around Bills social media, Bills Mafia. And the first thing is that Terry Pegula wants to, you know, build a new stadium, a $1.5 billion stadium for Buffalo, but he doesn't want to pay any of it. He says, you know, the Buffalo, at least that's what is being reported right now.
Yeah.
All of Buffalo is going to pay for it. And then secondly, the more disturbing thing, because I think every owner wants to not foot any of the bill if they don't have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing is that it's been mentioned, it's been reported by ESPN that they've already, you know, talked with maybe looking to move to Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas, if it doesn't work out in Buffalo, because Austin is a booming city. I mean, it's growing so much. A lot of people are going there, moving there. There's a lot of opportunity there. And Buffalo is a small market, all things considered. You know, when you heard that, I mean, do you get worried as a Bills fan? Like, oh, man, here we go again. Or is it like, this is just a negotiation? This is a business tactic. It doesn't worry me.
I mean, when I heard it, it's like, I mean, if this, whether it's a threat or a business tactic or not, I think like it's possible. I do.
Yeah.
I do think it's possible, which I don't like. I don't like that at all. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like if that was going to happen, that was his plan all along.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
I really believe that would have been, if he moves this team, that would have been in his plan the whole time.
Yeah.
Cause we're winning. like we are winning. I don't even know how they would take it.
Yeah. We're very marketable right now as an organization, you know, as a Bills team, because they just, you know, I was thinking, you know, how it reminds me of this Chappelle bit I saw where he's like, you know, he was excited when Barack Obama got, you know, voted in.
First time I got some money, it didn't work out like that. Most unlikely thing that happened ever was a black president came out of nowhere. Like, come on, everybody, let's start thinking about everyone else. Oh, I just got this money. I didn't even think it was possible.
I feel like that as a Bills fan, it's like, man, we just got our franchise quarterback and now you're going to take them away from us.
Yeah,
like,
I just don't know what to think of it. Is he from? He's from Texas, right?
Oh, Pegula?
Yeah.
No, I believe he's from Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
I mean, oh man, I just don't. If they move, people will really be upset in Buffalo. There's no telling.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know,
you see what happened January 6th.
Yeah. You think that might happen if Bills,
what?
The Bills get moved?
Oh my God. What? You know, you don't see that. I tell you now, that would have been nothing. That would have been nothing.
Yeah. Nothing compared
to Bills. People are crazy about the Bills.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm crazy about the Bills. I don't know. I've seen people crazier than me.
Oh yeah.
Like that will die for the team.
I'm thinking it's definitely, I don't think the Bills are going to move. Like, I don't think that's going to happen, but it's an interesting bill. It's an interesting business decision because you have to go in and if you ever negotiate, you can't just come in and be like, well, we'll pay half, you know, because then the negotiations start from there. If you say you're paying nothing and then you end up paying like, you know, 20% of it, right? 25% of it, then it's actually looked like a good deal for the city. Right. But
when they say taxpayers' money, are they saying people in Orchard Park or everyone in Erie County?
That's a good question. I don't know. Now, I haven't done research
because
on
when it works for schools, like that work is wherever the school is at, like whatever town it's at, that's the taxpayers paying it. So
I think it's both. I think it's state.
Oh, it's both.
County.
It's gonna be both. Okay.
I think so. Now I haven't had to do a lot of research on the Bills moving in a few years.
I know. Yeah, I was gonna tell you, like, I'm gonna do some research on it and see like what's going on, because I mean they use taxpayers' money to build up the facility.
Yep. They did. And now, you know, there's exactly. And that was only a few years ago. And now you're talking about, you know, but it's, you know, the Chargers in San Diego, the owners of the Chargers tried to make, you know, the city pay for a new stadium. And the city said,
and that's why they moved to Los Angeles.
That's why they moved to Los Angeles. The city said, nope. And they're like, okay. And the difference was,
Buffalo can't say no.
No, they can't.
I mean, Buffalo can say like 50, but yeah, you have $1.5 billion in your pocket.
That is a lot of taxpayer money. I mean, they do bring a lot of revenue to the area.
No, obviously, they do. They do. They. But, I mean, the Knott side is beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. they built that up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you
but
know,
still, it's still Buffalo. It's still Buffalo. It's not Los Angeles. It's not Austin, Texas.
I know. I believe we're one of the smallest, if not the smallest, market to own a team. So his threat for that is very real. You know, for all the teams out there that actually, I mean, we're not Pittsburgh. You know, you mentioned Los Angeles. We're not in Los Angeles. We're not Miami. Right. You know, we don't have the population like that, or the booming industry like a lot of those cities do. So, you know, that you can't help but wonder, like, oh, is this a threat that's actually real? But I will say, you know, this, I wonder if this changes people's perception of the Pegulas just from this, because, you know, on the Sabres side, there's definitely.
I think they're already like people turning on them, like not. I think people are give most of the credit to Bean anyways. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the Bills, they don't really think of the Pegulas. They mm-hmm. think of Brandon Bean and McDermott. I mean, yes, they hired them, but I mean, the Sabres are. They should sell the team. I mean, Oh man, yeah, they should sell the team for sure. That team, them trading away, possibly trading away Jack Eichel is equivalent to us trading. Well, it would have been based off potential. Jack Eichel will go somewhere else and be having an MVP season.
Yeah, be a future Hall of Famer, works. Right?
That's just how. Mm-hmm. That's why I say it's just how it works. Buffalo would just be one sad city. Like, that's just how it works. It seems like they can't take them away from us.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. You know, it's one of those things where it's just like, I think it's an empty threat, and you know, but you have to do
it. It's going to get people to pay money, though. It's going to get not tax. Like, it's going to get probably some investors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen it done. You know, in the industry and in the jobs out there where people get offers from other places and they either take the offer or they go back to their own, you know, company and say, hey, you know, I'm, you know, I was offered this. Can you match it? If not, I'm going to leave. And you better be prepared to leave if you have that conversation. So,
yeah, because most of the time that company doesn't need you. Like, they don't need you most of the time.
Exactly. Most of the time. Exactly. Exactly. So it's
we can get someone else to come get paid less, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Thanks so, for what you did though.
Oh man, this is a crazy time. I'm just hoping it's funny. I just wanted to enjoy training camp and hearing how good Josh Allen looked and hear about the amazing, you know, plays that, you know, we talked about earlier when you were mentioning you went to training camp, and that's all I wanted to do this whole summer is just get psyched for football. And now they had to throw this wrench in, you know, and then just,
yeah. And I wonder like where did it come from? Like, did they know it was coming? Because like, this is the worst time. I mean, they did wait till Sunday. Mm-hmm. They did wait until weren't practicing, but
yep.
Like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I knew something was up when I seen a couple weeks ago that they renewed license and then we might have to play somewhere else for 2 years or something like that. Did you see that?
Yes, I did see that. They were.
So I knew something was up, and it's like you just can't take them away for 2 years either.
No.
You better have a little small stadium built in the meantime.
Yeah. Build up UB Stadium and just play there on Sundays, right? It's like, so.
$1.5 billion built downtown, not in Orchard Park. Like, you're building up the city and having people drive 20 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know what, Dom, with all the things that we mentioned earlier, you know, I appreciate you coming on. I appreciate you allowing us to use the Bills Anthem. It's one of my favorite parts of producing and editing this podcast. Again, where can people find tickets for the Rick Ross Show? It's at Eventbrite.
Yes, Eventbrite. And then you can type in Rick Ross Summer Jam, mm-hmm. and you'll see it. It's Buffalo. Tickets are going fast since it is Saturday now. Mm-hmm. So general admission is available, and there's $200 like ultimate VIP media, like, media pit ticket still left, mm-hmm. maybe the closest to the stage. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you get those, let me know. I will sell you out.
That's those, awesome.
That's a lot of money.
That's awesome. And it's Eventbrite, Brite.com.
Yes.
So I'll put, like I said, I'll put it in the show notes. I'll put it on the website on BuffaloRumblings.com and everything like that. So people can just click on it and find it in their podcast player or everything on Buffalo Rumblings. Dom, it is so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on. And real quick again, where can they find you on Instagram again?
So Instagram is Dom Faded, DOMFADEDD. On Facebook, my regular Facebook is Dominique Jordan Brown. My music page is Dom Brown. I'm not on Twitter right now. too many Tom Brady
tweets. That's awesome.
No, I'm banned off of Twitter.
Oh man, way to go.
I'll be back though.
I'll be back. Yeah,
I'll be back.
If it's for Tom Brady tweets, then we all appreciate you taking the bullet for us. No man, appreciate it though. Thank you. It's so good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you too. Thank you so much.
Boys getting in the street, features still not getting in the industry. And they taking my style, yo shit sound like my old pen to me. Zoom, zoom, zip right past you, bye bye. I can tell you why sci-fi. Your rap sound unrealistic. My daughter said, what is this? Then I said, did you curse? But God, baby, spitting facts. Go to bed so I can really snap. Snapping like the 5 heartbeats. You fell off, Eddie Kane. Snapping cause I don't remember your name. Replay this, you see that I'm going insane. You came out the pandemic the same. I just added BA to my name. You be going 3 days with the same. You not fly, you plane throughout the first pitch at Salins. It was kinda weak, but I
made it. 2021, get the stage lit. You okay with being complacent? And your bar sounds so basic. And you hyping them up like you Satan. Only ones that's gonna say that they hate this is the ones that can never make a hit. Call you Doug, you not funny, you flaking. When I'm done with the show, I hit Vegas. Hit exposure, you know we gon' play this. I'm the hottest that just never say this. Goddamn. Yeah. If you lying on your verses, please don't hit my DM for a feature. You don't have a burner, boy. You ain't never ever sell a killer meter. Why do you lie about hitting licks? Your verses the only time seeing bricks. My 16's like top five. Feel like Brett Hall with a Stanley. My life changed. Had a plan B. Back to plan A. Got a plan B. Got my degree. About to get another one and level up for my family. I'm doing this rap because it's fun to me. You think it's going to help because your funds is weak. Yo. Yeah. I just be chilling and scrolling. I see all the line you rappers be doing. It's not just the rappers, it's people who name and believe they could really influence. I'ma be real, I see that you fake, it's your language you speaking and fluent. Just listen to this heavyweight music, I'm punching like heavyweights do it. You sound like you sleep, your verses is lazy, you posting that people be sleeping on you. Could you and my nick, ask all my friends if they know you, they always responding like who? Leak up with the squad, rooftops at the loft, look down at the ground, I'm stepping on you. Just got a new text, I got a new show, it's 10 years later, get a new flow. Yeah, no competition, no comparisons. I'm shooting on verses like Bradley Bill. Just stay in your role like the Morris twins. I'm playing it, then I snore again. You just be written on four ends. Who you kidding? We know you don't own. Think it's funny, you think we don't know this. Yeah. God. Yeah. Goddamn. Yo. In my DMs, cause I'm doing. Worry about your own viewership. I'm juggling school, work, and the music. You bet it all on rapping, you're losing. I comment sleeping emojis, I'm snoozing. Doing impossible missions, I'm cruising. Look at my emails, I'm bringing the news. And this summer, hop on the movement.
Support for this show comes from Mercury. There's an art to making the complex feel simple. Everything should be in sync so that even the smallest part serves a bigger purpose. Simplicity can transform your business operations. That's why Mercury powers your financial workflows from the bank account, so ambitious companies have the precision, control, and focus they need to perform at their best. Apply in minutes at mercury.com.